Who is this Catalyst Jones guy, and why do I keep hearing about his podcast? I told you to take down White Rabbit, and it keeps popping back up. Either take him out or join Obama's chef in the private lake. The next time I hear about Catalyst, it better be from Sam Tripoli reading his goddamn eulogy on Alex f***ing Jones. Do I make myself clear? And I want an assessment on everyone that watches White Rabbit, and I won it yesterday.
Welcome to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door, and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
Welcome. Conspiracy junkies, in a world where independent thought has become a rarity, and the majority seem entrapped in a programmed existence, corporate entities led by shadow elites have become hungry for control. We are living in a time where genuine truths are often met with ridicule and dismissed as outlandish conspiracy theories. Those who dare to challenge their malevolent agenda are systematically silenced. However, amidst this pervasive mass delusion, there emerges a courageous figure who is willing to stake his life to defy these reptilian overlords and unveil the concealed realities. That individual is Catalyst Jones. So fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a journey that will take us through the rabbit holes of hidden truths and uncomfortable discoveries. I give you the White Rabbit Podcast.
Welcome, fellow truthers and conspiracy junkies, to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones. I'm back, bringing the fire, never stopped, never going to let up. And now that we are back, we are going to keep hitting it. And I've decided I'm going to start putting out two episodes a week, starting this week. Look forward to that. And if you guys are on the Patreon, you're going to get a little something special. And to let my guests know, we've been recording from the very beginning of this. And so we are going to have, with your permission, of course, a little before and after behind the scenes audio for the Patreon members only. And I'm really excited about that. But without further ado, let's bring the guests on. You might know one of these people because she's been on in the past and she crushed it. Level Playing Poem, Tamara from, are you guys doing your podcast? Let me back up. Maybe they're not doing their podcast yet. I might be getting ahead of myself. But anyways. You are, and Richard, and they put together this incredible brand that you've been hearing me rant and rave about, Charismic Truth, and they have the Charismic Truth store, and they're rocking it right now. So if you guys aren't watching, then you are missing out. I love that Make Earth Flat Again shirt. That is dope. I am definitely going to have to order one of those. And all three of us are rocking our Flat Earth Charismic medallion. You can find at charismictruestore.com right now. So what is up, guys? Welcome to the show. I will go ahead and let you go in order and introduce yourself. So since you are at the top, Richard, we'll go ahead and start with you.
Hey, man, what's going on? Good to see you, brother. Yeah, man, I'm Richard Lopez. You know what I mean? CEO and founder of Charismic brand, and my partner Tamara right here, we're bringing it to you raw, and coming from this flat plane realm that we live on, and just kind of like, you know, doing it like that, you know what I mean?
No doubt. Tamara, I think your mic might be muted.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Yeah, you are. What is up? Welcome back to White Rabbit. How are ya?
Awesome. A lot calmer this time. Still excited and less nervous, though. I got my two of my favorite guys with me, so I feel really good.
That is awesome. Well, let's go ahead and jump off right there. Two of your favorite guys. So you, how did you and Richard link up, and what is it that you guys are doing?
Can I tell you the craziest story? Can I do this, Richard?
Yeah, go ahead.
I love this. Just found out about Flat Earth, just barely. I heard Dave Weiss. I became absolutely obsessed. And so I dragged my poor husband down. We drove 8 hours down to South Carolina for a Flat Earth conference. We stayed for what, 15 minutes, half an hour, and we drove 8 hours back. We went down to meet David Weiss. We met him, nicest guy in the world, incredibly so sweet. I talked to, met his better significant other, Paige. She was wonderful. She was so sweet. And so we were walking around after we talked to him. And I wanted to buy something. I wanted something flatter, something to go, and came by this table that had these shirts. And I'm like, well, this is great. What is this? And I mean, you could see the sun, you could see the moon. I didn't understand it, but I'm like, this is awesome. So I looked, there was nobody there. So I found Paige again and I went back and I said, I don't know whose table this is, but I really want the shirt. So I gave her some money and she's like, I'll take it. Don't worry about it. And so came home. I had my new excitement about Flat Earth. I'm like, I just want to tell everybody. I found an incredible logo, an incredible picture that, just a beautiful Flat Earth picture. So I started using it for my Instagram. And so it turns out big, long story short, the Flat Earth actual carving is Richard's. Yeah. And then the shirt was Richard's. And so I think you reached out to me on Instagram, right?
I think so. I said, hey, you know, yeah, that's going on. Yeah, like that, you know.
Yeah, something.
To my recollection, yeah.
I don't even know how we made the connection, but then you were talking about like, oh, something about writing a book, right? Wasn't that like one of the first things? Okay, now you can take it from here, but.
Yes, I wanted to say, hey, you know what? I think that you'd be, you know, an ideal candidate to, you know, partner up with to write a book, because she was writing her own books and doing her own poems. And she was so excited about Flat Earth. And I remember that excitement when I first started. And I was like, this, man, we just connected. You know, and then, like, you know, her husband, Chevy, you know, and then, you know, he's mad cool. And then, you know, my wife, Lori. You know, well, we just said, hey, you know what? Let's like, you know, put some time. I have these ideas about this story. And then we got together and then we formulated a really good plan. And then we just kind of like strengthened. You know, I basically said, hey, I can't do this by myself. I mean, I could, but I'd rather do it with cool people that have that excitement and that passion like I do. And her excitement and passion, you know, is what kind of, you know, drew me in to about Flat Earth and the truth, you know what I mean? So, and then charismic, I told her what charismic means. Charismic means the truth. Charismic is the truth. And I use that word charismic so no one can't take it away from us. It's a word that was made to stand the test of time. There you go.
And explaining it.
And then the brand, if you look at it, if you look at the level right over the charismic, that's the level plane. And if you look at the arrow that's going over the sun and the moon and making a splash, well, that's NASA rockets, because that's what they do. Instead of going straight up, they go like this. And that's why they're in Florida and Houston. So then when they do that, they go right into the moon. You meet a triangle right into the water, and it's also making the dome firmament. All right. So what they told us growing up, White Rabbit, was they said we live on an exterior with a spinning water ball flying around in space. The truth of the matter is that we don't live on the exterior of the ball. We live inside of the ball on a flat plane realm, sort of like a snow globe. All right. So, that is the truth of the matter. We could debate what the, you know, the measurements and how far it is, if it's a, you know, infinite plane, you know, inside of it, but all bodies of water must be contained. Okay. You don't have to be a genius to realize that. Right. And you don't have to be a genius to realize that's why they call it sea level, right? Because it's level. You never seen water bend upwards or downwards, right? It's always straight, right?
And horizontal horizon.
And the horizon, that's where the word horizontal comes from the word horizon. It derives from that. and no one's never seen the horizon bend downwards or upwards. And if you have, let me know. Email me. email.com so we can talk.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into some flat earth stuff. I want to know. So you guys came together throughout this crazy turn of events. And I would like to mention or point out, I should say, how honest truthers are, because you left your booth unattended and she could have just walked
in the bathroom. Yeah.
I just walked off with your shirt. But that's not what us truthers do. We're honest people. And
my friend Paige, which is, David Weiss, Flat Earth Dave's significant other, wife, and she was monitoring my booth for me. And she said, yeah, a couple of people came and she should give me some money. I was like, no, you earned that. Keep it. Yeah. And then she was like, oh no, so that's how it was. So and then, but I actually didn't get a chance to see Tamara or her husband Chevy there because I think when she got the shirt, she kind of like just went, and then I guess she went back home. But I never got a chance.
Hour drive again.
Right. So I was like, hey, well, next time you're supposed to stay there and have fun and meet people. but that's how it was. So it's kind of interesting. So
then by chance, you guys come across each other on Instagram, and then you start this passion project. So what birthed from this passion project?
Just like I said, her passion and ideas in my head that I wanted to do. And just kind of like, vibing out and just creating this, this product, because that's what it is. It's like this hat. This is a product now. It's Happiss. Happiss is content, right? Right outside of the inner space. Okay, so. Think about this.
For people just listening, he's holding up a book, and I would like you to explain. I was leading you, hoping you would pick up the book. So that's awesome.
Okay, awesome. That.
Yeah. Perfect. And could you tell us about this passion project, Happiss, the book? What is this book? About it? Why do people want this book?
Absolutely. Because not only that is, Happiss is, how they said, outer space. People think outer space is this way. Outer space is up and outer space. Outer space is not up. Outer space is this way, right? Extraterrestrial means extra land, right? So, and we live on the inner space, not the outer space. So outer space is on the other side of the Antarctic Circle, right? So you have Antarctic and the Antarctic Circle, most people heard of, right? Antarctica is not a continent on the bottom of the ball. It's the exactly. To hold all the waters in, and that's basically something like that. And these lands, they have continents that's on the outside. These are different land masses and continents that are actually exist, even with the oldest maps. Some maps, even like 10,000 years old, show these hidden lands. And that's why they took, because the ancients were far more advanced than we are today. And they had airships. So they could just, you could just go on an airship in your backyard or somewhere in a park and just fly anywhere you want to. So if they're trying to hide land, which they've been doing for a long time, you know what I mean? And that's why they gave us the ball to hide lands. There's no more land to explore. We found it all. This is it. And this is your model. And they gave us the globe model, the heliocentric model. And they didn't give us the geocentric model. So Happiss is the Republic of Happiss is this continent. So these kids from the outer space find out that these kids on an inner space think they live on a spinning flying ball flying around in outer space. And they think that it's absurd, but it just like, it's mind blowing. They think they maybe are have genetic mutations where they have small brains because it's so obvious that we live on a flat plane. How can these people think? And they want to know why. So they
What's fun about the book is they're kids talking to other kids. So they're children innocently saying, how can you possibly believe this? And they're truly asking, they're like, why would you think you're on a spinning, like you said, spinning water ball in the vacuum of space?
Right.
And
then they go,
and it's just truth bomb after truth bomb after truth
right.
bomb.
So now these kids, they find a way to go. They say, now they got to take this adventure trip to go to the inner space and actually figure out what's going on. Let's test these kids. Let's examine them and see what the hell's going on. Why do these people think that they live on a ball? So they find this portal, because you know what I mean, and get to the outer space really quickly, to the inner space really quickly. So I'll just give you a piece of like the introduction. Well, they get to this park, like that situation in Valley Forge Park in Pennsylvania, and they come through this portal and they go there and they find out these other kids that they meet, Adam and Margaret, they're being scared by this bear standing up on his feet, bleeding from his paw because he has a piece of glass in his hand, but he's growling at these kids. So when Peter and Sally gets there from the outer space to the portal, they say, because Adam picks up a stick and like, wait a minute. And they're like, wait a minute. See, you know, Peter and Sally know how to communicate with animals. They didn't lose this, this hidden knowledge on how to communicate with animals.
And they still had their penile glands probably still intact.
Yeah. So that bear had a piece of glass in his paw, and he just wanted some help for the humans to take it out. But the other kids, they thought it from the inner space. Adam and Margaret thought that the bear was going to attack them. So when Peter intervenes and say, hey, you know, put the stick down, talks to the bear, takes the glass out. Now the bear has made a friend. They communicate. And these kids are just at awe. They're like, wow. Like, you guys know how to talk to bears? Like, where are you guys from? And then, you know, Peter and Sally goes, we're from outer space. And then, where's your spaceship? You understand what I mean? So that's how it goes. I won't, you know, do a spoiler alert, go really too far. But it's an interesting, phenomenal book that we put together.
And it has something for everyone. It's funny. Right. It's scary. It's got the car chase for the boys. It's got Yakahoo.
We have our own glossary. And every page, right, every page, every chapter have different colors. Right? So it's a kid's book.
We're trying to make it different.
Yeah. It's for adults as well. Right. So not only that it's a kid's book, it's a red pill kid's book, but it's for adults. You understand? And Happiss is a beginning of many books. So the Republic of Happiss, the Journey from Outer Space, is the first one to introduce what Happiss is.
Oh, man, if you're friends with me, you know what your kids are getting for Christmas this year, guys. So you know, and you might be getting it, too. So, Richard, you hooked me in, bro. You hooked me in very well. I want to know what happens to these kids. I want to know what blossoms with their friendship and what they learn, what they learn from each other. So I'm going to go ahead and you guys sent me over this promo that you have for your book.
Yes.
And I know you had collaborated with some people that I truly respect in this game. So without further ado, I'm going to give this a play.
Yes. Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
Okay.
Miss Victoria Hibbler.
Yes, Victoria Hibbler. I'm just going to say that.
All of the illustrations.
Absolutely. She is also a partner that's not here with us right now. She's Victoria Hibbler, Sean Hibbler's wife from Hibbler Productions. We'd like to give them a shout out too as well. They're phenomenal, awesome people as well. Absolutely, man. I'm really glad that you gave us an opportunity to explain what HAPIS is. And right now, me and Tam, we're just doing this promotional tour for the book right now.
That is so fucking awesome. So is this book available right now? This is already released out to the public. So you guys right can now, go brother. Right now. It's on Amazon.com.
You go to HAPIS, or you can go to, all you got to do is type in HAPIS or Richard Lopez or Tamara Chavelle on Amazon, and we'll give you the link.
Victoria Hibbler.
Exactly. And then you can actually just get it right to, and just get it right from Amazon and send it to, 1 or 2 days right to your house, and get it. And, it's amazing. It's good. It's a book to have forever. And it's, like I said, it's one of many, it's going to be like a Harry Potter on steroids.
And just another quick shout out, and this isn't out yet, but for Victoria, because she worked so hard on that video and the illustrations for the book, she's got her own children's,
it's amazing.
One book. Yeah. It's,
it's amazing. You know what I mean?
And so we're going to have models and
that should be coming out really soon too.
And she's going to have coming.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. Okay. I can't wait. And those are those available at charismictruestore.com or Amazon? Where can they find those?
Hers aren't yet. She's still working on hers. This is just a sneak preview.
Yes.
Okay.
May have a link on charismictruestore.com, but she's just now finishing up that project, and we'll keep you posted on.
She's got a lot on her plate. That book
too. She's a big contributor to the truth community too, as well.
Yes, she is. She likes to stay behind the scenes and silent, though.
But you know what? Sean has a really great wife and a good partner. So shout out to him, because he's one of the greatest producers and truthers out there right now, too. So
yeah,
she's the one who got me hooked up with you, Catalyst.
That is great.
Suggested. Yeah, she's like, yeah.
No, that is so awesome. I remember when I found out who she was, because I was already a fan of Hibbler.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, that's the girl that is narrating his stuff. I was like, oh, wait, they're dating each other. This is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think she started following me, and then I pieced it together who she was. And I was like, that's super cheers.
Yeah, they've already celebrated their 1 year anniversary already. And that's
yeah, that is incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, so shout out to them, man. I wish I had the celebration song pulled up right now. I would have played it. But yeah, that's great. So you guys got also these freaking amazing medallions that I'm wearing. And when I got it, you know, it came. The packaging was super cool. It was like almost like a vintage feel to it when I was opening everything up, like really professional.
Oh, thank you. That's exciting. Thank you for saying that, because that was kind of I was hoping that they would have a fun when you open it, that it would be kind of like an experience.
Yes, definitely is. I don't know if I should say this or not, but I just did a reveal where a buddy of mine, well, Thomas, Paranoid American, had sent me some stuff, and along with a Stanley Kubrick comic that he has just released.
Did it come? You said it was coming. Did you get it?
Yeah. I did. And I was so excited that I freaking opened it. And then I was like, oh, I was supposed to freaking film a reveal. So I have like a fake filming of the reveal that I'm going to be putting out. But that reminded me too, because I did the same thing with you, and I was going to film a reveal, and I was so excited. I like opened, I was like, it's here. And I opened it, and it was like super heavy, like way heavier than I expected. Like it's super good quality.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate you doing that review and doing that ad. Yeah, you know, that's awesome, man. I'll never forget that. That's awesome, brother.
And the song. Definitely.
I mean, that's what we're here for. We're supposed to encourage each other, especially those in the truther movement.
So. Make Earth flat again. Make Earth flat again.
Yes, and I also need a shirt that says "Make the Raiders Great Again."
Yeah, Josh Allen came through for me last night. So thank you.
That's awesome.
And this is a quick shout out. We got our shirts done by Finally Nine. So I told him I wanted to give him a shout out.
Awesome.
He did an amazing job. He also did the sleeves. So we've got it. Oh, I can see. Here you go. I can see. It's
very
on the
cool.
Sleeves, and it's on in the inner on the inside of the in the neck. So it's the brand.
That's the brand right there.
Very, very cool. And all this is available on charismictruestore.com.
And the shirts. Can we show you the shirts that you made?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. This is your time to shine right now. Whatever you guys want to do.
Oh, awesome.
Let me search your screen real quick. Okay. Is this going to go? Oh, I don't want to make a mess. Here we go. Real quick. I got it all ready. Okay. All right. So here's the, can you see this?
Yes. This looks awesome.
Okay. Yeah. That is our store, charismictruestore.com.
The order is there to show you just how big and
the medallions are. And then
those medallions on where it says medallions, you just go there and click on it and get it. So that is it. And also you're going to use White Rabbit's, what's your,
you use promo code KJones10
to get a 10% discount off your medallion or anything that you get from charismictruestore.com.
Right. And if gold isn't your thing or silvers, do they have three different styles to choose from?
Silver is the most popular one. Yes, that's a really good one. And then we're going to go to the shirts and show you the design that we asked you to do for kids to kind of get that kid's feeling. And this is it right here that we use in our store.
Yeah, that one's awesome. I like that one a lot.
Yes. Love it. And
you love this, yeah.
Yep. If you can kind of blow it up, it says kids are smarter than what you think. So he took our brand and kind of made it, kids real quick. And then this is what we sell. And I loved it. And we loved it. And then it's on. You can actually get it from the store right now. And remember, charismatic means the truth.
That is awesome. I've been misquoting that. I thought I meant speaker of truth. So I've been.
Speaker.
That's what I say. Yes.
Speaker of truth, but it means the truth. It's the truth. So speaker of truth. Yeah.
This is what Catalyst is doing. Is that cute?
If people see what we were going for on this one when they look at it.
The other one, Charisma Kids. Absolutely.
Remember the Toys R Us symbol? I love it. That's so clever.
Charisma
for kids, Toys R Us.
Love it.
I love it. Okay. And then
from the charismictruestore.com too as well. And all different kind of happiness gear.
Oh, that's awesome.
Also, we have a big sponsor. Our sponsor is the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. Mr. David Weiss, Flat Earth Dave. He is one of our sponsors and one of our friends. Shout out to him and the Flat Earth Sun and Moon and Zodiac Clock app too as well.
Okay, I'm out. Thank you, guys.
That was the forever mirror right there. Did you guys see that? But so, Richard, what got you into Flat Earth? Because one of my favorite things that David Weiss says to people that says, well, you're just not going to change your mind. And he says, oh, no, I've already changed my mind. You're not willing to change your mind.
Exactly.
Head on over to charismictruestore.com. Be sure to enter that promo code KJones10 and receive your 10% off.
Clothes that fit your vibe, medallions shining bright. Stand for what you believe. Join the truth tonight. CharismicTruestore.com. Speaker of the truth, so calm. Promo code KJones10. Get your gear again and again.
Yeah, you heard that right, conspiracy junkies. If you head on over to CharismicTruestore.com and enter that promo code KJones10, you'll receive 10% off. 10%. And all their designs are top notch. How do I know? Because I helped design some of them. This is one of my favorite web stores to go to. And now, back to the show.
And so it's a very hard thing, You know, it's like probably how it was in the 80s coming out of the closet as a gay man, coming out as a flat earther. It's actually way easier right now than it was when I came
out. Because the hate was out there. And I'm going to tell you why. And that's a great question. I'd love to tell you my story. I was like, I knew something wasn't right with that. The government's been lying to us. I think most people realize the government's lying to us. They just don't know the extent of how big the lie is. And I'm telling you right now, it is huge. It's super huge. It's so big. The rabbit hole is bottomless. Okay. The rabbit hole is bottomless. There is no, I'm still falling. I haven't reached the bottom yet. So when I heard about Flat Earth years ago, it really, I think it was 2014, the end of 2014, and it really pissed me off. I heard stories about it. It really got underneath my skin, and I really got mad. I was triggered. I was like, that's the fucking problem with these people. They think the earth is flat. Like, how can you be so stupid? I was so indoctrinated. I was a spinning baller. I was believing in aliens, all kind of nonsense. And I knew NASA was lying, but I didn't think they was lying about everything. So, and at that point, so I said, you know what? I'm going to debunk this bull crap, this flat earth nonsense in 20 minutes. So I said, I'm going to do that. I got focused and I try to prove. I said, first, I got to try to prove that we live on a globe. This can't be hard. So I'm trying to look up proof that we live on a globe. And I'm looking and looking. I turned over every rock. I spent hours and sweating and going through depression, finding why that only have NASA photos is the proof that we live on a ball. You know what I mean? I try to go from the city I was in, and I try to do an outwards motion as far as I can go to see where there was evidence that the Earth curved downwards anywhere. And then I got to this point where I was like, no way it could be flat. And then I'm like, it's flat. I'm like, no way. And then it was really like a depression. I was like in a dark place for a minute because I felt isolated. I felt like who I'm going to tell, like, you know what I mean? And I just wanted to know everything I possibly can. This is when YouTube was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, what actually fall asleep videos about everything. There wasn't hiding none of that. And there were some videos at that time out there, really people waking up. It was like this awakening that certain people had. And then I really, what sealed the deal was, I saw Eric Dubé's 200 Proofs. Earth's Not a Spinning Ball. And I dissected that video. I tried to rip it apart. And then that's when my awakening started to, started heavily, because, I realized that we've been lied to on a level that's incomprehensible. And I knew at that point when I saw, I made a decision that I was going to tell everybody. So, I mean, I even got to a point where I was so gung-ho with Flat Earth. I wanted to tell everyone. I didn't need to, but I became a Uber driver just so I can meet people. So the first thing I would say is, hey, welcome. Do you want the red pill or the blue pill? You take the music off and I sit here and you can hear my beautiful voice all the way to your gestation. I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. I said, you can take the red pill. I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Say, you take the blue pill. I'll turn whatever you want. And then, and we could just get to your desperation and people would pick that choose. And, doing it, I would just do it maybe like twice a week, just so I could meet random people and actually wake people up. And I did. It was very successful. I did it. I got a chance to talk to a lot of people about that, just to kind of spur up that conversation, saying, hey, you know, what about this? And what about this? I said I was good just to kind of get me really comfortable into, you know, teaching what I've learned. Because at that point when I was doing that, I had to unlearn first everything I was taught. Right. Because everything I was taught didn't make sense. It wasn't adding up. Right. Gravity, spinning balls, NASA, the whole nine yards. And it just wasn't adding up. So then I had to relearn the real scientific method and our true cosmology and our true sciences and our true history about what's going on. And how I started it, I started looking at all the microfilm in the libraries And the library is going through all this stuff, like the Dewey Decimal System. When I was growing up, we had to use the Dewey Decimal System to look up stuff. So I went to the library. So I'm like, if Flat Earth used to be taught in schools and it was a thing, it's going to be in the newspaper. It's going to, and it was overwhelmingly. They used to teach it. They knew it. And then you start seeing the changes after the 1920s and then end of 1950s, NASA got started. That's when they found out what this place actually was. And then they started hiding it, because you got to remember, you don't educate slaves, because if you educate slaves, you can't control them.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
You're not going to teach the people how to overthrow you.
Right. And then, and knowing this truth, when people say, well, what does it matter? What does it matter? Well, it does matter. And by you saying that, just shows you don't really understand what's going on. If they're lying about something like this, what else are they lying about? And you'll come to find out that it's a preponderance of evidence of flat Earth. And there's zero evidence of a ball. And then everyone who researched flat Earth become a flat earther. Interesting in that. That's right. Mind blowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everybody that sets out to debunk flat Earth ends up becoming a flat earther, unless, well, everybody that did it when you and I did it, Richard, now, because there are people that'll be like, okay, fuck it, I'm going to give one video a chance, right?
Yes.
And that is what I did.
Yep.
Thank God I came across an ODD video I was like, shit.
ODD. Yep. Absolutely.
And nowadays, if somebody was to go on YouTube and type in flat Earth, they're going to get the most ridiculous flat Earth video that there is. Yep. And they're going to be like, see, I knew this was fucking stupid.
Exactly. And stop looking at it.
And never get a second look again.
Yes. And that's what people think. Researching is not Googling. The reason why they made Google so that they can control what you see. That is not researching. Because Google, you Google something, they got an answer for your ass. You know what I mean? That's the whole purpose, was to get, because people like to be lazy. They don't like to do much stuff.
And bro, really, do you remember though, back in like 2015-ish, around that time, there was even a Google ad that said Google.
Oh, yeah. They were showing you the dome and everything. They were showing you everything. That Earth is flat.
Yeah, it said Google flat Earth. And then they had that meeting, or was it a Senate meeting, where Congress was asking them what are they gonna do about misinformation and shit like that, and they used flat Earth as their main example.
Exactly. And flat Earth is like the gateway drug, the gateway to truth, because once you realize like this, how big this lie is, and you could actually do simple experiments yourself. You could realize that, hey man, we're not spinning. Ask all the pilots next time you take a plane. Take the time to say, hey, thank you for getting me here safely. But ask them, hey, is it flat? Do you have to dip your nose down to account for Earth's curvature? Is the Earth spinning? And they'll tell you the truth. I had one pilot tell me, thank God that the Earth's not spinning, because it'll be impossible to land.
How would you land
on a runway that's spinning 1,000 miles an hour?
Yeah, it would. And I think that it's been shown in so many different videos, too, of how that would work. And you know what is hilarious, you guys, is I started a new job. Well, it's about 6 months now. But anyways, it got out that I'm a flat earther, probably because I wear whatever I want to. And anyways, so this guy is dead set on him seeing the curvature of the Earth at the very top of the Golden Gate Bridge. And I laughed.
Reward.
And I laughed, and I told everybody about that when they're making fun of me. I'm like, well, hey man, if you know for sure, you can make hella money. I'm just letting you know there's two bitcoins and $200,000 cash up for grabs.
Yes, absolutely, and more than that. So there's a lot. You gotta take as much time as you need, because
right. So I did a quick Google, Google, because that's their god.
Yep.
And I said. I said, how high up do you have to be to see the Earth's curvature? And I believe it said 300 something thousand miles up in the air. 30,000 or some shit, right?
Oh, bullshit. These guys are nice.
But anyways,
right.
So then I Google, let's do this real quick. So let's just do this live on air right quick. Let's say, hey, Google, how high up do you have to be to... It's not listening to me. Oh, I said, hey, Google. Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
How high up do you have to be to see the Earth's curvature? It says you have to be 35,000 feet up in the air to see the Earth's curvature.
And we know that's bullshit because planes fly 30,000 feet in the air and you can't see curvature from a plane.
Well, let's just say that this is set in stone, black and white, end all be all. That is the truth. 35,000 feet.
Yes.
We'll just assume that's the truth.
Yes, the high priest said it.
Hey, Siri, how tall is the Golden Gate Bridge? 746 feet.
Yeah.
That's laughable.
It's laughable.
And I've been in airplanes.
Ask Siri, what's the longest bridge in the world? Ask Siri, what's the longest bridge in the world?
Hey, Siri, what's the longest bridge in the world?
It's 102.5 miles.
Is that the one in China? Yeah.
Yep. Hong Kong Chong Bridge of China.
And then the Great Wall. Well, I guess you wouldn't see curvature on that anyway. But
so that's 102.5 miles long. The engineers and the surveyors had to account 0 feet of curvature to make that bridge. You ever see a railroad go like bend downwards or upwards?
No.
What's the one in Australia? Right?
It's flat, man. It's not even. That's why all the maps are flat. You don't even see on the map. That's why they had give us all. This is not hard, man. And it's only hard because you're making it hard. Because they give you flat earthers think that's a distant space. First of all, space does not exist. And I can tell you right now, real simple, not even hard at all. Do you know? Have you ever been in space? That's why I ask people. You ever been in space? They say no. Do you know someone has been in space? They say no. Do you know someone that knows someone has been in space? No. Why do you know what space is this?
That's a great question. But at the same time, it's because they've been indoctrinated. We all have, right? We all have. And to think that we've been lied to is so ridiculous that there's just a wall. Cognitive dissonance times 300, right? It is dense with this subject.
Absolutely. But I do remain hopeful. There's a lot of people waking the hell up to flat earth. They can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, brother. There's people waking up because they're starting to like, hey, how come if flat earth was a lie, how come it's not going anywhere? How come it's growing? Like the reason why it's growing and the reason why it sounds sensible and it makes so much sense because it's the truth. And when you hear the truth, you actually feel the truth. And they don't want you to trust your own sentences. And your own
sentences. They start questioning others.
Right. They don't want you to trust them, have faith in them, that they're the high priest. I ask people and say, do you feel like you're spinning? No. If I put a cup of water on the table and hit the table, it moves, right? It's like we're not spinning. Real simple. We can just jump in my helicopter right here. If there's 1,000 miles an hour and 67,000 miles around an hour around a sun that's 93 million miles away, and at the same time going 500 million miles an hour, it's all bullshit. So I say, hey, white rabbit, let's jump in my helicopter right there and let's go to China. Well, all we have to do is just get in my helicopter and hover, right? Since the earth is spinning, right?
Right, we just go up a little bit.
I mean, the atmosphere is not Velcro to the goddamn land. I mean, last time I checked, it's not Velcro.
The opposite of that is the pendulum. Because if the earth was moving and they said, so the pendulum, then how come all the cranes that have their long, heavy thing, how come they're not spinning? You know, how come they're not moving at night? I thought it was good. For our 21st anniversary, my husband got me an engraved pendulum. So it's in the middle of our kitchen and it just hangs and it just shows that nothing's moving.
Yeah, and it's a joke, and that's why that it's blowing out of proportion, and that's why people are waking up. That's why people are listening. They're not laughing about it anymore. You can easily do the easy experiment is take binoculars, take a Nikon P900, any kind of camera. Do what I did. I went to the beach. You know how they say ships go down the ball, which is bullshit. They go out of our view of perspective. We only can see but so far. And then wait till you can't see those ships anymore. And with your naked eye, and all you do is bring out the binoculars or the Nikon P900 or P950, whatever you have, and zoom in to the ship. And you can actually bring the ship in with this easy technology with binoculars and the Nikon P900 or some kind of high-powered zoom lens you have, and bring everything back in right to focus. So the ships didn't go down a ball. They just went out of our view perspective when you got the air density and the waves and the poor air quality. And sometimes you could see further. All depends on what kind of day it is. So we see too far. That's the problem, right? The Earth, I mean, the moon is not 240,000 miles away.
Well, what are they doing to combat that problem? So go ahead and grab your Nikons right now while you can, because they just signed contracts with
NASA. Yes, to get rid of it, because it's destroying the globe. The Nikon was destroying it. There was like thousands of videos. People were buying them and just destroying. I mean, I'm viewing from a plane. You could view 500 miles away. You can hear mountains. You can see different mountains. I mean, it's all flat, man. With topography, you got hills and valleys, but we don't live on a sphere. See, you remember, like, if you look at that that poster behind Tamara, you see that right there, and behind me, you actually see academia and these high priests saying that Earth is round, right? Yes, we know Earth is round. We know it's round. A quarter is round, but it's flat.
Round like a pizza.
They say it's round, but they show us a sphere. And the definition and the etymology of the word sphere is different from a round, a circle. So a circle is not, you know what I mean? So, and that's how they get us on a play of words. We have so many meanings from words. It's spelling. It's black magic.
Casting spell. Exactly. You're talking about that broadcasting.
It's round. Yeah, we know it's round. I mean, we know it's round. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, but it's flat.
Right. I love the quarter analogy you just threw out. I wish I would have had that one. I would have pulled a quarter out and slapped it on the desk. But yeah, I had somebody at work come out and say, "All right, bro, are you serious, bro? All right, is the world flat or round?" And I was like, "Both." And I tried to walk off. He's like, "That's impossible. It can't be both." And I was like, "Is a pizza flat or round?"
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. And that's what it is. Because guess what? Most people don't leave like 50 miles from where they're born. So, but what if we can't? What if we can't get to the edge? Where people say, "Well, is there an edge?" Well, we can't get to it. Can't fly there, right? Antarctica is protected. No matter how much money you have, you got to have their permission to go there. And if you do get their permission, they take you to like the Chile so you can take pictures of penguins. It's all nonsense. And there's no boat rides. There's no trains. And it's a long ass walk. So no one's going to be, want to walk there. So you can't. So people don't. That's why the idea of the edge is laughable. No, it's not laughable. It's because we've been indoctrinated. We've been lied to. And the good, you know how you could tell this is the truth? Like my kids, they're all flat earthers. They didn't have all the years of indoctrination that I had. So when you when you teach your kids this, the true cosmology, the true nature of reality, they get it, man. They get it.
Because and the opposite, it was our daughter who's the one who told us.
Right.
Well, is that crazy?
I'm saying too, and I brought this up before, and I talk about this on multiple different conspiracies, but you know, in the movie, The Matrix, what is his name? Morpheus tells Neo that they don't awaken people after they hit a certain age because their brain wouldn't be able to handle it. And I run into that with a lot of boomers and older people. Yes. They just can't comprehend it, right? And it's not just with flat earth. It's like if you tell them that the news is lying to them, they're like, "No, thank you. I will let the government think for me."
You asked a really good question on the last podcast you did, and you were saying, do you think a few of us are chosen to do this, or picked, or are we wired differently or something? Because I don't understand how I can explain how many 5 books all on flat earth. And I've told my parents, have read everyone. Before I post on Instagram, I send it to them. And it's like, how can they still not get it? Richard was throwing out so many radar, sonar, lighthouses. I mean, and there are a million examples, and for them still not to really get it. And I think some people would, I'm not sure, like you said, could handle it. I mean, it's such a big, yeah.
Same question for you then. Do you think that some of us are put here for that reason, to awaken people because we are capable of handling the truth and spreading it and have thick enough skin to be able to take the lashings that we take?
Me or Tim?
Either one of you guys could field this, but yeah.
You go ahead, Tim.
I was going to kind of switch a little bit because I'm sure like how all these people are connected also, because like you had on Brandon Thomas, and you both have had on Brandon Joe Williams about the state national, about the whole thing about the citizenship and getting all the explain all that. That's another deep rabbit hole. But then Brandon Thomas just had on Crow 777, which is, and Richard knows him. I mean, personally, it's so cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys, go way back. But then for Crow had on Brandon Joe Williams. And I don't know why no one's excited about this, but the way he controlled himself, I mean, I still blows my mind that on Crow 777, because a lot of homeschoolers, we homeschooled too, use his information and learn from Crow 777. But that Brandon Williams could be so careful through the entire thing. I'm still excited. I don't understand why nobody else is like surprised by that. No, don't you think that was amazing? Because you've had him on before.
I have not had on Crow. No.
No, Brandon Joe Williams.
Oh yeah, he's awesome. Have you seen that he's been posting now? A lot of people are getting their vehicles through his thing, and I got my plates now too. So I'm not driving around on DMV government plates. They can kiss
my. I got my MCO, and it was through him. He and I think Joe Lustica. Lusty were roommates. And I've been taking Joe and Bree. They've got a free class coming up that's coming up for about the difference between nationality and citizenship and explaining all that. It's a free course. I've got it at some point if I can like send it to you or something, because it'd be so great to just pack that class so people can start learning. But that's like the next step. But
right. Absolutely. I love it. Dinosaurs never existed. Nukes are over.
I love it. Yeah, nukes are.
It's like, I mean, everything is a lie. Everything, the truth is stranger than fiction. And I don't know, George Carlin said the best, man, the truth will fuck people up, man. You know, people.
Oh, I know, real quick. I'm so sorry, but going back to, I have my MCO, the manufacturer certificate of origin for my vehicle, for my truck.
Nice.
I have the birth certificate for my baby, for my truck. So they can't take it. They can't tow it. They can't anything. It's mine. And it's not a certificate of title. It's not a copy of a title. I've learned. Yeah. Richard is really big into season. That's another thing that he's taught me. Yeah. And he got me so into this too.
Yeah.
But jury questionnaires, jury duty. What else have we done? We've done a voter registration. We've canceled all that.
I've got my passport. Right. Once you find out the truth about what this, you know, reality is and like how deep the lies go, you start.
And how it doesn't affect you at all. You were talking about, and I don't probably put about politics and stuff, but about the election, what a joke it is that it's you're voting for the CEO of a corporation. So what? It has absolutely zero effect on you or your life or any of their rules, regulations, statutes, anything. Those aren't laws. Those have nothing to do with. I mean, and the cognitive dissonance for that is you're in a cult. And it's like, this is from the Constitution. This is from the Internal Revenue Code. This is from, you know, USC or the CFR, Code of Federal Regulations. These are their words. This is their information. You know, they're telling you everything. They're giving you the remedy. And then for you to fix your own status. And it's hello. I've done the resolution of election. Heard nothing from the IRS. So it's working. And then they said, no news is good news. If they said, if there's a problem, they would let you know.
Yes. No, definitely. I haven't paid taxes in shit probably 5 years now from any job that I've ever had. I found out about Brandon shit maybe 3 years ago. And I've been all over onestupidfuck.com for a long time.
Yeah, I've gone through the whole course. I started the second one. I'm like 12 into the second course, the 2.0. Start with the 2.0. He's saying don't go through the first course.
And I'm good. Yeah. And I think it's great, too, because I never had him on. But, you know, I'm like, all right, because No, yeah, a few of my buddies had, I have, now I have, but okay. Like, you know, throughout the years, I'm going through all this stuff and I'm like, I should have them on. And then while I'm thinking I should have them on, one of my podcasting friends would have them on and I'm like, I'm not putting out the same show that they just put out. So I'll wait. And when I put it out, when he finally came on, I'm like, everybody knows about this now. So it's like, I don't even know why I'm doing this. And the fucking response that I got was incredible. People asking me how they can find more information. I'm like, the links are there, guys. The links are there. But it was just awesome. So many people started doing this from listening to the show. And I had people like reposting is like, this is the most important podcast I've ever heard in my life. And I was like, holy shit. Fuck yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He's awesome.
So I just wish the shit that I promote could get like big, big, right? Because I have that video out right now that's like at 700,000 views. And it's like, but why every time I post something about the podcast or something that's really truth, hard hitting that I need people to hear, it's like five people saw it, you know? And I think that's another thing that they're doing right now is because the internet got away from them so much is they're able to put targets over us. And you know, as crazy as I haven't even done anything to get a flag, but it's election season, so I can't go live.
Yeah.
Well, think about the beginning of your intro where you're saying you're putting your life on the line. I mean, this is really there a lot of this from your guests, they're playing for keeps and it is scary and it is getting out there is really, I appreciate you so much because you've, the guests that you have on and what they're sharing and what you're sharing and what you're talking about is really, it's huge. And I mean, I can't thank you enough because every time you do a new podcast, it's mind blowing, but also it's, we're gone for a while, you know, it's like, I missed you, but it was like, please come. Because the people you connect with and then you share totally different concepts, things that I'd never, ever heard of before. And then, I mean, you keep thinking, oh, yeah, I got this now. There's another thing that can surprise me. I'm looking at the bottom of your thing. It's like everything was a shock. You know, the dinosaurs, the nukes. My background was in hazardous materials. I worked at the Nevada test site. And it's like to think that, oh, everyone's in on it. We're not, my husband was, they were, obviously, they were doing, I shouldn't say anything, but whatever, but they were doing like, you know, stuff that I shouldn't say.
It's okay. You don't have to say anything. Well, I know all my listeners know that my grandmother used to work for a department of NASA at JPL and it's totally compartmentalized because my grandmother thinks I'm like, you know, she is totally married to the ball still, even though I thought I reeled her in on my side for a minute. No, it's not happening.
And I'm going to tell you what compartmentalization means, because people say that and really don't understand what that means. I'll give you an example. We all decide, hey, we're going to build a building, right? We're going to build this. We're going to build this bunker with like that's connected to the sea, that's got train rails and everything and hidden things behind walls, just extravagant place. But when people walk in, it's just gonna be a laundromat, right? So we have to devise a plan. So what we do is we're gonna hire contractors to build the foundation, right? And to dig up this space for it, right? And that what we want to do, what we said to do, the extravagant place, underground bunkers, underground swimming pools, rail, hospital, all kinds of stuff. And we have these contractors that build it, right? And once they finish building this, no, not building it, but digging out the land and getting the square footage for it, right? And so what we do is next, guess what the next thing we do to these contractors? We fire them. Make them all sign non-disclosures, right? Now we hire this other set of contractors and we tell them, hey, we want to put high-speed rail and get all the into stuff like this in this section and stuff like that and get this and maybe this tubular, maybe tubes that go like, you know, those pneumatic tubes that go underground and stuff like that, or these tunnels for the pneumatic tubes to go underground. And then after they get done doing that, we fire them. Then we have these other contractors come in on top of this, build on top, and make them all sign non-disclosure deals and to maybe build the walls of this foundation and have these contractors. And after we're done doing that, we fire them. Okay. Now you're bringing these other people. See, I mean, do you see what's going on? So right. No one really knows the extent of what's going on and what this place is going to be, but us.
Right. So you could bring that to like a rocket as well. You know, like you need, we need very specific bolts. So we hire a company that only makes these bolts. They have no right. idea what these bolts are going to be screwed onto. They just know that they're making these bolts.
Right.
And that's kind of how right. it works.
No one knows what only right.
know these certain right. things. And they do that with high clearance too. You know, like I was really picking apart, his name is right at the tip of my tongue. Lazar, Bob Lazar. I was really picking apart his whole Area 51 thing. And I think that he truly believes what he's saying. He was just compartmentalized so much that he has no idea what it was that he was working with.
Yeah.
But also they can separate them. They're saying one side, okay, you guys, we've got all this dynamite and we're going to set up and it's going to look like we're going to test the nuke. So we're going to use you as the control. And those guys over there are going to actually be setting off the nuke. Then they tell these guys over here, okay, you got all this dynamite and we're going to set it up. And those guys over there are going to be setting off the nuke. So when you, I mean, so both of them think, oh yeah, I'm part of this. And when they set it off, they say, you know, it's just another part, yeah, another way.
Separation. And just like the people in the military, they're on a need to know basis. So even you got people in the military, you got some people in the military think they live on a ball, right? They're not going to tell them, but the Navy, they use a flat earth map. You know what I mean? You look it up. You go into USGS. I mean, they use the flat earth map, of course, because it's flat. I mean, navigational, if you look at the emergency stops when you go fly and you say, well, wow, why are they stopping Alaska? That's because they flew over Alaska. You know what I mean? And like everything.
Yeah, there are the pictures in. And Air Force One, where they've got Reagan and they've got Trump and they've got JFK, when they've got their flat earth map in the back of Air Force One, and they've got, Hitler? It looked like this one. It looked like this one. And you can see them when they're doing their strategy, their military strategy, that they're actually, you can see them looking at the.
Yeah, there's so many world groups too. I can think of like five right off the top that throw it right in your face that use it as their logo. You know, right, like
the UN
is the UN most major one. Yeah,
all of the military,
maritime,
all of that. They all use this flat Earth map because it's flat. You got the railgun. Guess how far the railgun goes? It goes over 100 miles.
So we know that Elon Musk obviously knows that the Earth is flat, which is why I can't trust the motherfucker.
Right. He's a contractor for the U.S. government.
Do you think that Donald Trump knows the Earth is flat? Or
he
is
hasn't
it
even said it before. He knows it's flat, and they told him to be quiet about it. So, yes, he knew it. He actually said it. He said Earth is flat. You know what his words was? He said, yeah, you can tell it's flat because when I'm in my plane, it's all flat. That's what he says, and they scrubbed it off the internet because Flat Earth was breaking up. You know,
that was another one. Your first one,
they own both sides. They own Donald Trump. They own both sides. You're watching the sixth season of America. You're watching a movie,
bro. You just blew my mind right now. How have I not heard that Donald Trump scrubbed from the internet my ass? Yep,
Donald Trump says Earth is flat. You can look it up right now. It's still out there because they scrub it. It's in there. And the first thing he says something like, you can tell it's flat. Every time I'm on my plane, it's all flat. Go take a plane. You can see it's all flat. It doesn't curve down. It doesn't curve. You ever went up the ball? I mean, they would have you think, imagine you driving from New York and you're driving to Florida. They would have us believe that we're going down the goddamn ball. We're not going down the ball. You're driving across a flat plane with topography. We have to go with some wheels. But it's a flat plane. And then even even when you drive back, you're driving across, you're not going up the ball. You don't spend more money on gas going back.
Hey there, pet parents. If you're like me, your furry family members mean the world to you. And that's why I'm excited to introduce to you PurePetWellness.com, your trusted source for all things CBD for pets. What sets PurePetWellness.com apart? Well, for starters, they're an American-owned family business with genuine love for animals. They understand the unique bond you share with your pets, and they've dedicated to helping your furry companions live their best lives. And I'm pretty sure that the owner's a flat earther. You can't go wrong with that. That's pretty dope, right? So if you're looking for natural solutions, Pure Pet Wellness is where your journey stops because they have a premium CBD product specially crafted for your pets. Calming tensioners to soothing balms, they've got you covered. And conspiracy junkies get 20% off at checkout. Just hit rabbit at checkout and watch the prices.
Drop!
Yeah, that's true. If you think about it, you're always at the tip of the ball. So you're if you go forward, you're going down. If you go backwards, you're going down. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, that's funny.
Here's a mind buster right here. We got 1,000 plane crashes, you know, hundreds of plane crashes, but not one asshole flies off the globe. Come on, man! Right?
But also, we're looking out at the flat
globe, man. Yeah.
So yeah, I always say that too. It's like, why are they going straight up if they could just go sideways? They could point in any direction and fly out.
Right? Absolutely, they always go straight up. But they
all the rockets,
space, right?
All the rockets, the parabolic. Yeah. But also, you're looking out at the ocean, if you see everything flat, like the ships and everything, or buildings far out or something, instead of they kept saying, oh, it's gonna disappear over, it should lean back, and on the side it should lean out, right? It's not just gonna go down like under behind the curve or something. Like, oh, behind the curve, so here's a curve, and then all of a sudden the ship just goes down. Wouldn't everything tilt away as it's going away, instead of just, oh, it's behind the curve, just straight down? From bottom up, shouldn't all the buildings looking out on each side, shouldn't they all lean away?
If it's going on a 90-degree angle, you mean you try to tell me, Tam, that there's no buildings on a 90-degree angle?
Yeah, that's back to my pendulum. If every single one of them is parallel to each other at 90 degree angles to the ground, every single one of them, at some point they would have to.
Right.
Converge, right?
They would have to start to fan out.
At right. some point, yeah.
Yes.
You ever heard of Lookout Mountain, Brandon?
Lookout Mountain? It's yeah. Catalyst. Catalyst and or Brad.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I was thinking about Brandon when you said that. Sorry about that.
All good.
Whatchamacallit? You ever heard of Lookout Mountain?
Refresh my memory. I may or may not have.
Yeah, you heard of Lookout Mountain before, right, Tara?
From out in California, is that?
No, Lookout Mountain. I think it's Tennessee.
Oh no, I don't know. I was thinking of
look it up real quick.
The Hollywood.
Yeah, you can Lookout Mountain.
Lucky Hollywood one.
Actually, find there's like 7 states you can actually see from Lookout
Mountain. Oh yeah. Yes.
And you can actually see. That's how flat it is. You can actually see from all directions. 7 different states.
Mountain Ridge in Georgia?
Yep, in Georgia. Mountain Ridge in Georgia. Yep.
And it's got that plaque where it shows.
I've actually been there. Exactly. You can see 7 states. And there's also a sign where you can actually, it shows with arrows, you can actually see 7 states. So how can we do that on a ball?
You know what? It looks like it starts in Nashville. There's a Lookout Mountain all-inclusive date in Nashville on TripAdvisor.
I can't remember if it was in Nashville in Georgia, or I think it was Tennessee or Georgia. I can't remember. I thought it was Tennessee.
But I'm seeing for both here, brother.
Okay, so it could be. Yeah, it's one of the ones. You could actually see it. They actually show you all the 7 states that you could actually see in every direction. So what I'm telling you is that they blinded our senses. They don't want you to use your senses. They don't want you to they tell you, hey, I know you can't feel like you're spinning, but we're telling you you're spinning, so that's what you gotta believe. I know you can't see curvature, but you live on a ball, right? You know what I mean? I'm gonna tell you that you came from a monkey's ass, right? But that's what you gotta believe, right? So you know what I mean? So this is the kind of things that we're dealing with here, right here,
because you don't feel the spin, you can't measure the curve. Yeah, exactly. It's so obvious once you see it. Yeah.
What
is it? Once you go flat, you never globe back. That's my favorite.
I love how Cat Williams makes fun of evolution too, and he goes like,
yeah, he knows it's flat too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I don't know about that, man, because he talks a lot about cosmology and shit.
He knows, but there's certain things that that these people could talk about and they can't.
You know, but there could be a lot into cosmology as well without it having to be in outer space also, you know, because they are up there for a reason. I like that whole maybe the moon has a map, and we do know that people used to sail the seas and use the stars to navigate with. So
And they haven't changed in thousands of years.
How can they navigate with something that's fucking spinning in every which way possible?
Right. And no parallax, because they said they're binary star systems.
Yeah, the star constellations are always the same. You know what I mean? Like Polaris is always going to be in the center.
Right. And when was Stonehenge supposedly built? And don't they have like a little looking hole? A little looking hole so that you could see Polaris in the same spot. Yeah,
that's that was the thing they just knocked down.
Georgia Guidestones. You're right. You're right.
Stonehenge was manufactured by Freemasons. I got the video that actually destroyed all that. I actually got video of them building it.
Like the original Freemasons?
Yeah, that's a whole nother rabbit hole too. We can go there. But that's a deep.
You're doing that too. Like when you come into a city, this is something else Richard talked to me. It's like when you go into a new town or something and it says founded in whatever. Found. This is another. Yeah, that's what we've been doing our podcast on is meltology, the meltability. Yeah, you were doing a shirt for us, right? Catalyst?
I totally forgot about that.
No, but I mean, that's what, like, we've been into this, like, for a while with the other podcasts and the half melt, where people are like, oh, yeah, they built that in the side of a mountain. It's like, that's so stupid. Or you see, you know, the mud floods where you see the buildings and you see these windows partially covered. Who's going to build, you know, in...
I know. It's funny, too. And before Hibbler came out with his old world order, I was in Frisco and I was taking a bunch of videos and pictures and stuff. And yeah, it's almost in every major city that you go to. And then the old buildings.
Little towns. I was showing them pictures of little towns and you can see these streets at an angle and the little parcel windows and parcel doors. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're totally good. And I was going to say that my daughter is in France right now and she's living there for a year. And she sent me a picture. She was out and about. Of a capital, well, looks like every single capital building that we have here in the United States and Rome, wherever, all these buildings are the same everywhere across the flat plain. Give me a fucking break.
I think there are like 37 of the capitals in the United States that have domes. I think there are like that many. And it's like, seriously, so was the state designed around that? Or was that, I mean, if it was already there, and how could they build that?
Yeah, I didn't think we get the rainbows. It's off the dome.
Yeah.
So the dome, and you guys are friends with Hibbler. You guys disagree about that.
There's a dome. I mean, there's domes.
We don't know how far out it is. Because I think, what is he talking about? Flat Earth Millionaire? The Tanner Stewart is talking about the flat. And it doesn't, who cares? Does it matter? I mean, it's like, it's still, at least you know. I mean, it has to be.
There's more land, and it's dome, right? So we can tell, like, when we look at the real stars, what they look like. Under a telescope rather than what NASA shows you, right? It's a difference. So if you Google right now, if you're listening to me right now, take your time, Google, go to Google right now. This is when Google is fun. You can use it. Click on pictures of outer space. Once you do that, click on top images and then look at it. Scroll down. All you see is cartoons and CGI, computer generated images. And if you go to NASA.gov, they even admit that they use renderings in CGI to display. So they get $53 million a year and they give us cartoons and CGI. So, and that's all you do. You don't see not one real picture of outer space. And this is a good, fun way to break people out of their programming and the spelling. Once you understand this, go tell people, hey, yeah, just Google satellites. You think satellites are up there? No, satellites are on balloons, but mostly we get all of our communications and cable and through underwater or on ground sea cable floors. Like the sea floor is flat as well. You know, it's not even curved on a sea floor.
Sorry. I had to bite my tongue yesterday, you guys, because we were driving back from Vegas through Death Valley and there's a bunch of parts going through Death Valley where you get no cell phone service and it is flat as fuck. There is no trees. So you would think that you would be getting the best cell phone service ever because there's nothing blocking that satellite signal to your phone.
Oh yeah, I actually did a video a long time ago about Death Valley. You know what Death Valley, they call it it looked like a bomb break. It was hit with so-called, but you can tell, like, back in the old world, you gotta remember this world is old, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can see, like, when Google, they started hiding a lot of stuff. We was actually looking, using when Google Earth was fun before they started erasing everything. We was looking at the seafloor and everything. You could see bombardment of, like, that place has been shelled with bombs from the past world. That's why they call it Death Valley. It's been, like it was, like, in a war where people, like destroyed that. And we know about airships. You can fly over there and drop bombs. And we know that the advanced, the ancients were far more advanced than today. But do you remember any wars that took place where you see a bombardment of bombs in Death Valley?
No.
Right, exactly. It's not part of our history, right?
But Richard, I totally agree with you, because the whole way there and the whole way back, I wasn't even listening to podcasts, bro. It was just me and my thoughts. And I'm looking at the terrain. And yeah, all these things that don't look like they fit, and, yeah, and they're just out of place. And the way, it, you know, it's just flat. And then all of a sudden there's just this weird random shaped mound or a mountain. And in the mountain, you can see the side is like multiple different colors. And it's just a very weird place, you know?
Yeah, they call it Death Valley for a reason, because they want you to stay out of there. You know, that's why they own all the national parks and all this stuff, because they had to, because they don't want people going there exploring, looking at it. They want to control it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That was the same thing with the radiation rituals.
They have all these occultic rituals that take place out there too. And, Tony Merkel had this guy on who went out to this thing and ended up in the middle of fucking nowhere in this satanic thing. And his story is very fucking crazy. It deals with like beings and all kinds of crazy stuff. But I can totally see kind of shit like that happening in these places, because I'm looking at these little towns and I'm like, what the fuck would make somebody move here, and how do they make a living? You know, it's like very weird things take place out there. And I'm about to do a video about the sphere too, because people are starting to make videos about the sphere. It's putting out all these words, truthing words, and it's like going really fast. And I saw it firsthand. Me and my sister were walking back from the weed dispensary back to the place we were staying, and we walked right by the sphere. And then it says, like, the first thing it says is like everything is,
you know,
fake.
Is wrong. That's everything what you said.
You know is wrong. Is wrong. That's how it starts out. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, what the fuck? And as I'm saying what the fuck, it's like I'm like a gunslinger and reaching for my holster to pull my gun out. Yeah. And I'm grabbing my phone and boom, record.
Right.
And that thing is just flashing, right? And so I'm like, what the fuck kind of messaging is this shit? You can hear me, right? And so I'm witnessing this for the first time with my own eyes, not on the fucking internet. And then today I'm at work on my break and I'm scrolling through and I'm seeing all these people starting to post about it. I have video of it when I was there. So I'm gonna make a video myself. But that's yeah, dude. So Death Valley to Vegas. And you can just tell when you get into Vegas, it has a vibe to it. I know they call it Sin City for a reason, because there are some fallen angels that are there alive and well running that motherfucker. You can feel it.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's crazy, man. It's just, I'm just going to tell you, man, this place is not what you think it is. It's never been. Everything is all a lie. You got to put everything on the table, reexamine it, and just go from there. So,
right. Yeah. Bro, in the sphere, they have it turn into a giant eyeball, just one eyeball looking around at people. That in itself is occultic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're down walking the strip and I'm looking up at all, everywhere I'm looking, I'm seeing witches, occultism, fucking Satanism. And you know, and everybody is so, it's norm. And so people are looking at all this stuff and there's no shock in it whatsoever. It's just, we're just walking around in complete blasphemy, having the time of our fucking lives.
Complete matrix, man. It's a clown world. We live in a clown world.
That's fucking crazy, man.
It's a clown world, brother.
So you said that the flat earth is like a gateway drugs. And one of the things that I like to ask guests when they come on for the first time, and Tamara, you were in the hot seat once before, and now it's your turn, Richard. So hopefully it's not flat earth and we get a different story from you. What was your first oh shit moment? I won't say red pill, because we take multiple red pills throughout our life. What was the first moment and you can remember where you knew that something was afoot, that something is off about this realm that we are experiencing together?
Well, I always thought when I was a kid that that people used to be like a figment of my imagination. And maybe I just, you know, maybe I'm just manifesting these people. But I felt like I've been here before. Like, this is like not my first time being, living this human experience. Trying to, you know, come up with the vocabulary to articulate what I'm trying to say. But I had that feeling that I've been here before. But I think to answer your question, when once I realized that 9/11 was not the way, happened the way it was told to us or showed to us on TV. And I took it personally. I started waking up to the fact that that our government and governments around this world are more sinister than we could ever believe. Because not only being there on Ground Zero and being there part of the search and rescue, seeing things that didn't make sense, and then moving to Pennsylvania and looking and knowing people, the chief coroner for Shanksville, with supposedly a plane crashed there and disintegrated. There's no plane seats, there's no luggage, there's no body parts. Things just disappear. And you start to realize that we're being lied to. And then I had people that I knew personally, that was actually family, that was on the Pentagon and literally clearly said, there's no plane that hit that building. And then you start to think, hey, what the hell is going on here? And then that's, you start just paying attention a little more now, you know? But to be honest with you, I think what really started me on a journey to awaken, it wasn't even really 9/11. I just started paying attention. And I realized, wow, this place is more evil than I thought it was. But it was actually just knowing that we didn't live on a ball. And I kind of took that personal because I don't like being lied to. But I was humble. It humbled me because I realized that that I wasn't intelligent, that I didn't know anything. I realized that I was basically a dumb fuck, like an idiot, ignorant, which is not a bad word. It just means you didn't know.
Hey, man, I'd appreciate it if you didn't fucking cuss on my goddamn
But that's how I felt, man. That's just how, you know, to be honest, that's how I felt, man. That's how I felt. And that's how, and then that's what took me on the journey of waking up. It changed me. I was always been a good dude. It just made me even a better person. It made me not objectify women anymore, not just do stupid crap that I was doing. Like, I call it ballers. I call these people ballers, like that baller mentality. You know what I mean? Once you get off the ball, you get off a lot of this nonsense that you're hooked on, and you know, and it starts making you stand up kind of, you know, person. You start realizing that, you know, it's not about religion. It's about that these people have been hiding our creator and been hiding our true nature reality because there's been an ancient war going on. So, like, you know, me and people that know me know I don't do religion, but to say that we don't have a creator is nonsense. So the most high is our creator. And I don't even want to use the term God, because God's a title. There's all kind of gods. And you know, my first thing is, what God are you talking about? Because
it even says in the Bible, do not worship any other God.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And there's a lot of people being deceived through religion. If you think you live on a globe with spinning tilted water ball flying around in space, you are in a religion. It's called heliocentrism, sun worship, right? That everything revolves around the sun and you don't even realize it. So, Catalyst, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. We don't got much time left. It's time to realize what's going on so we can start a next chapter. We're definitely living in interesting times. We are definitely the veil has been lifted. That's why you see everything what's going on with this music industry that we all knew about. It was all the silly season. But when I always tell people, be cautious when you start seeing stuff like that, because we all know these guys are pawns, Freemason pawns. And when you see a whole bunch of crazy news like this, It's a distraction. What laws are they passing? What the hell's going on behind the scenes? Because they want people to, be focused on the baby oil that they supposedly found in P. Diddley's house. You know what I mean?
Rather right. than, right. You know, they're just going to they're gonna sacrifice one of their own.
Yep.
Okay. Feed them to the wolves. You
take
know,
them off the stage.
Get everybody focused on Diddy. But at the same time, I don't know if that holds so much truth, because there are a lot of celebrities that are freaking the fuck out and scrubbing their ex accounts right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they are.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, no.
Yeah, no. He'd be back. He's having technical difficulties.
That can't be back.
Right, you know what I mean? He jumped out of the matrix. He's coming back.
It just kicked me out of my own recording studio.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you kind of like got out of the matrix, and then you came back into the matrix.
I'm the only one that has the power to kick anyone out of here. That's fucking weird.
Then what you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, what you talking about, man? You know.
Damn, what were we talking about?
Did it do that to you before, where it actually like it muted you while you were talking in one of your shows, like three or four before?
Oh, yeah, it has. When we had on Gabby, I've never experienced so much turmoil in my entire life trying to do an episode. We had, it was crazy the way it was like a little kid that had taped his glasses together so he could get through the day. That's what, it's kind of what I'm doing right now, man.
Desk.
Yeah, my desk is, I can't believe it's still saying, because I bumped it a couple times while we've been recording here.
That video was hilarious. Thank you.
So that's it, man. You know what I mean? It's all about happiness, man. You know, we're going to happiness. You know,
I love it.
You know what I mean? We got to get it. It's called Happiness, a journey from outer space, man. You got to get it.
What is that fictional story based on a factual realm?
It's gonna be something to have. And Catalyst, maybe if you could come up with something fun, me and Tam can autograph these books, and maybe you could put it as a someone could win, like, as a gift, or maybe something that you can come up with someone that he could win this autograph copy from me and Tam.
Yeah, I'd love to. We'll talk behind the scenes, and we'll get something going for sure. We'll have some sort of a giveaway.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm about to relaunch WhiteRabbitPodcast.com merch store as well. So
you could collab or something, man. You do it. Maybe do it like an exclusive. Maybe we could do an exclusive, White Rabbit Charismic, maybe t-shirt or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We could definitely do that. And I got a bunch of stuff that I'm ready to unveil. So I'm going to make a commercial. So I'll unveil that as well.
Cool.
You got that one? I don't even have that one. That one's dope.
Yeah. Nice.
My merch. My
hell yeah.
Nice.
It was cool. Is I did get some of the people ordered the panties, but I can't post those. So did you hear about those, Richard? On my old website, I had because I end every show with keep digging down those rabbit holes. And I had panties on there in the front. It said, keep digging down those rabbit holes. On the back, it said, not that one. On the back, it said, not that one.
All right. Well, I got to go right now. The wife's calling me right now.
All right, brother. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the White Rabbit. And we'll talk behind the scenes and we'll get some stuff cooking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is this going to be the last outro with Hi-Rez? The last.
Actually, I'm not even going to play it because it's not going to be on this one. I haven't uploaded the new one yet. I have a couple more things that I want to do to it to make it perfect.
You kept saying this is the last outro. This is the last one. So I thought it would be the last one.
It is going to be the very first one with the new intro or outro. So I hope you guys like this new outro with music from me, Catalyst Jones.
Thank you, Catalyst. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for coming on White Rabbit. It was awesome. And everybody, thank you for tuning in to another episode of White Rabbit. You know how it do. Keep digging down those rabbit holes.
What you see, White Rabbit. Jesus, every shadow king. Flat earth or not, there's a bigger play. White Rabbit Podcast takes the lies away.
It's over. Go home. Go.